Welcome to The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. This podcast is brought to you by Historians Connect. Historians Connect is a nonprofit organization with a mission to bridge the gap between African American history and culture by preserving the legacies of African Americans, debunking myths, defining black excellence, while rewriting the narrative of African American history. If you tuned into the show to learn a new and different perspective on black history, you're in the right place. This is not America's founding fathers' history of slavery and oppression. We're changing the culture by changing the narrative, educating listeners on various aspects of black history spanning from ancient African history to current day events affecting communities around the world. Empowerment through cultural education. This is The Coin, Black History on the Other Side.
I think that the pilgrimage to Mecca broadened my scope probably more in 12 days than my previous experience during my 39 years on this earth. Malcolm X, The Barry Gray Show, July 11th, 1964. You are tuned into Episode 18 of The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast. On this day, May 19th, 1925, Malcolm Little, better known as Malcolm X, was born. On today's show, we celebrate his life and legacy, discussing his liberating journey to Mecca. The Muslim minister we love and know today was not always the freedom fighting human activist. Throughout his life, he had gone through a series of phases. Known on the streets as Detroit Red, in 1945, the hustling thug found himself battling a drug addiction. To support his $20 a day cocaine addiction, he orchestrated a plan in targeting wealthy neighborhoods to rob. Assembling together a team of thieves, the burglaries had gone according to plan, until the leader himself broke the team's golden rule in never keeping anything you steal and sell everything as fast as you can. A stolen watch would lead to the demise of the mastermind, as Malcolm kept the watch he had stolen. Discovering his watch was missing, the owner reported the watch stolen. This very expensive timepiece put jewelry stores on notice as it needed repairing. And not thinking anything of it, Malcolm took the watch to be repaired. In February 1946, the course of Malcolm's life changed as he was sentenced between 5 to 10 years. The Charleston State Prison is where he began to go through a transformation phase. Utilizing his time management effectively, he began to read, write, study, and learn about the Nation of Islam. A spiritual awakening began to arise within his soul. During a prison visit, Reginald, Malcolm's brother, educated him on Allah. Reginald preached to Malcolm about the white man and his devilish ways. Reflecting back on his life, Malcolm thought about all the white people he crossed paths with. He thought nothing good has come from white people. His family had lived through many traumatic, life-changing experiences of his house being burnt down, his father being murdered, the welfare system breaking up his family, never being accepted by his peers, and his English teacher, Mr. Otrosky, telling him he would never amount to become anything. And it was right there in prison that he made up his mind to devote the rest of his life telling the white man about himself. The Nation of Islam and its teachings gave Malcolm X's life meaning and hope. The newfound hope led him leaving prison a changed and better man than when he entered. No longer was he an angry black man addicted to drugs, but an intelligent, thoughtful man. Elijah Muhammad's leadership and teachings, though, limited the exposure to the full depth of how Islam was practiced all over the world. Malcolm was aware Mr. Muhammad's teachings were not in fully alignment, but he chose to ignore it, boxing himself and others into a subset portion of religion. Life would begin to take a different course as he separated from the Nation of Islam. Many of his friends advised Malcolm to discover the true religion of Islam. But what is Islam, and how does one define the true religion of Islam? Well, according to Mark Davies, author of the book Malcolm X, Another Side of the Movement, writes, a Muslim is a person who believes in Islam. Islam is one of the world's largest religions. It began in 622 AD by Muhammad, who lived in the cities of Medina and Mecca in Arabia. After his passing, Islam spread throughout the world. Muslims considered Muhammad to be the last in a long line of messengers from Allah to the people on earth. At the time this book was written, it was reported that there were nearly 1 billion Muslims in the world living in Indonesia, the Middle East, North Africa, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. Muslims are comprised in different groups, and the two biggest groups are Sunni, Shiite, or Shia Islam. Within their religion, Muslims believe in one all-powerful God, whom they call Allah. Muslims believe there is a heaven and a hell, and their holy book is called the Quran. Muslims are not permitted to eat pork, drink alcohol, or gamble. They pray together. Their houses of worship are called mosques, and many Muslims try to make the pilgrimage to Mecca at least once in their lives. The Journey of Awakening. On April 13th, 1964, Malcolm decided to make the pilgrimage, going on the journey to the holy place to gain spiritual strength and understanding. While in Jeddah, a city 40 miles from Mecca, Malcolm connected with Dr. Azam and his family, who were known as one of the most important families in Saudi Arabia. What stood out to Malcolm about Dr. Azam and his family that they were Caucasian? The Azam family taught their guest of honor the real history of Muslims. Malcolm learned that the descendants of the Prophet Muhammad were both black and white. The Azams assisted Malcolm in helping to sort his status, verifying indeed he was a Muslim, as non-Muslims were not allowed inside the city walls of Mecca. The Journey begins by Malcolm performing a series of exercises. The first exercise was circling a holy building called the Kaaba 7 times. Second, he drank from the well of Zimzim. Third, he ran 7 times between 2 hills called Mount al-Safa and Mount al-Marwa. Lastly, he recited special prayers in an old city's name, Mina or Mina, and Mount Arafat. No longer in a box, the religion of Islam became full circle, bringing Malcolm to a new found perspective that religion is not defined by the color of one's skin. To his amazement, there were people of many different colors praying, talking, and laughing together. No signs in Mecca existed differentiating whites only and colored people labeling. Who Allah sets free is free indeed. No longer bound, Malcolm felt liberated in the moment. In his own words, he says, "Never have I witnessed such sincere hospitality and overwhelming spirit of true brotherhood as it is practiced by all people of colors and races here in the ancient Holy Land." Prior to his pilgrimage, Malcolm believed that all white people to be the devil. The trip helped to soften Malcolm's opinion as he learned some white people could be truly friendly. But color was not the issue. The real issue was the system. And it's the people who use the system to exploit those they deem inferior to them. In his heart and mind, he believed Islam was the solution to eliminate the color problem in the United States. Upon completing his pilgrimage, Malcolm X took on a new identity. He had become El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. Continuing his liberation tour in Africa, he sought to unite Africans and African Americans with the goal of building racial pride rooted in an identity. And just as he experienced in the Holy City, Africans greeted Malcolm with great hospitality and love. Nigerians had given Malcolm a new name, Omawala, which means the son who has come home. Malcolm returned to the United States on May 21st, 1964, full of new life, a re-energized spirit, and new ideas to continue the fight for liberation. What a journey from the hood to the Holy Land in the holy city of Mecca. As I read Malcolm X's journey through this book, you know, the one thing that I found interesting was the timing of it all and the month of February, because that same month where Malcolm's life was transformed through his prison sentence of him becoming the most influential leaders was also the same month of his journey, his life's journey had come to an end as he was assassinated in the month of February. But as they say, to be absent in the body is to be present in the spirit. Reflect on this. What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Coin Black History on the Other Side podcast. Learn, explore, and create history with us. Visit us on the web at www.historiansconnect.org. Remember, a people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. Stay connected to your roots.